Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book Understanding Media, the Extensions of Man. In the current information age, we all live with media and are increasingly aware of their power. From printing to the internet, from the telegraph to cell phones, media create an environment that alters the way humans exist and develop, as well as the way people learn about the world and how they perceive it. Different types of media impact people's perception, emotions, feelings, and values all the time. They entice us to play multiple roles and influence our behavior. Nowadays, we need to understand media, and this need increases ever more urgently. Understanding Media, The Extensions of Man by McLuhan transfers our attention from the content to the medium itself. The book claims that media like television, radio broadcast, and computers by and large influence our society, art, science, and the formation of religious beliefs. It puts forward the idea that the medium is the message and sketches a new idea of culture society. How should we acquire knowledge, collaborate, and connect in the future? Understanding media is understanding the future. The book aroused controversy at the time of its release because of its far-sighted ideas. The editor of the book was stunned at the first reading of the draft and expressed his concern over its viability, as 75% of the content was brand new. In the publishing industry, a best-selling book won't risk containing more than 10% of brand new knowledge. However, Understanding Media made it and broke the expectations of the publishing industry. The book is tough to read for people without any relevant background. For intellectual professionals, it is a new task and challenge to broaden their horizons. Marshall McLuhan was a distinguished media theorist and master of Western communication in the 20th century. His book Understanding Media stunned the West and the wider world, making McLuhan one of the foremost experts and most charismatic figures of communication studies. The New York Herald Tribune named him the most important thinker since Newton, Darwin, Freud, Einstein, and Pavlov. Since the latter half of the 20th century, McLuhan's Understanding Media has been read, discussed, and studied across the world. Nonetheless, McLuhan was criticized for the pioneering perspectives in his book. Conservatives called him the Dr. Spock of pop culture and a metaphysical wizard possessed by a spatial sense of madness. Still, time proved him right. In the 1990s, globalization, informatization, networking, and digitization accelerated, and people came to realize that McLuhan had been correct. After that, the McLuhan craze climaxed. Full of awe, people continue to study his ideas. Next, we will narrate the book in three parts. We will find out how media influence our lives, promote social changes, and how we should respond to future changes and progress. Part 1, The Medium is the Message. Part 2, Media are Extensions of Humans. Part 3, Media Crises and Responses. Now, let's talk about the first part, The Medium is the Message. The medium is the message is the most common sentence and the core of the book. Speaking of media, we usually think of newspapers, radio, television, and other media for communication. However, with a very deep understanding of media, McLuhan proposes that media are an extension of our body and brain as much as clothes are extensions of the skin, houses are extensions of thermoregulation, bikes and cars are extensions of legs and feet. McLuhan applies the broadest definition to the word medium, all externalizations and extensions of humans. We normally think of media as vehicles of information, knowledge, and contents, and as hollow, negative, and static. From McLuhan's perspective, however, media also have a strong influence on information, knowledge, and contents in turn, and this influence is positive, active, and impactful. People usually overlook and underestimate the connotations and impact of media. Then what caused such indifference and underestimation? McLuhan points at a serious problem of Western culture in the first sentence of the book, namely it had been long accustomed to splitting and dividing all things. People tend to split the content and the medium, focusing on the content only and ignoring the medium itself. McLuhan cites a perfect metaphor to explain this phenomenon from the internal perspective of the medium. He argues that the medium were a burglar and the audience a watchdog. For the content of a medium is like the juicy piece of meat carried by the burglar to distract the watchdog of the mind. Those who only notice the meat while letting go the burglar are in the numb stances of the technological idiot. For example, people easily notice the color and shapes of the scenes but overlook the formats, and they notice the stories on TV shows but overlook the operation mechanism of authority and capital. McLuhan reminds us with this profound metaphor that we need to pay attention to the medium itself along with the content. In this way, the content draws our attention, interferes with our understanding, and even damages our ability to perceive media. In fact, media are more than a tool. To a large extent, media have played a decisive role in shaping the world of today. Consequently, McLuhan raises the idea that the medium is the message and claims that how the medium disseminates the content, or rather the format of the medium, is more important than the content itself. More specifically, the message generally means the change of human behavior and interaction with the medium, or simply the content delivered by it. Through the media, the new technologies of the electronic age can communicate messages with such effects. That's why we say the medium is the message. When a medium is being used, its influence on the society and the changes it brings to human lives are far more important than the content it carries and spreads. Just as the birth and wide use of printing changed the form of the world, helping the spread of new ideas across the European continent and toppling the feudal regimes of the Middle Ages and the early modern period, while the construction of the contemporary world largely relies on the internet. The emergence of each new medium has given people unprecedented means of perceiving and understanding the world, as well as new forms of social behavior. For example, in tribal societies back in pre-modern times, the major or perhaps only medium was speech. Verbal communication is straightforward with limited scopes, so pre-modern people were highly engaged in day-to-day affairs and deeply involved in their work and interpersonal relationships. In contemporary societies, print media extended the scope of such basic communication. No longer do people need to talk face-to-face. They therefore become more detached toward affairs happening in the world around them and begin to perceive and engage with it in a seemingly more rational manner, which underpins the revolutionary effects of the different media formats. This is the influence of media on individuals and societies. Let's take a look at a more specific example concerning railways. What do railways do? They did not introduce movement or transportation or wheel or road into human society, but accelerated and enlarged the scale of previous human functions, creating totally new kinds of cities and new kinds of work and leisure. The revolutionary social changes caused by new media work on similar levels. The properties of new media, the possibilities and social changes the medium creates in the new technology era, are the truly valuable and meaningful aspect. These matter much more than the content carried and distributed by the medium. This is exactly what the medium is the message, as highlighted by McLuhan, means. Media deeply impact how the world is represented before us and how we understand the world. Okay, that concludes part 1, the medium is the message. The medium is not only the vehicle of information, knowledge and content dissemination, but also has a strong influence on them in return. Each and every new medium has created for people unprecedented means of perceiving and understanding the world over time, as well as new forms of social behavior and changing interpersonal relationships. Then, how do media impact humans and societies? This refers to our next key topic: media are an extension of humans. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.